outside with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of work on the curb. And the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet for me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist. She thanked the man quickly, ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked meek.
Sure to find the evil man who robbed the village in the darkest hour of night.
inside the town. At last, a peaceful moment, but she thought she heard a sound. There was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. Frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her hide. She tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down. And the sound of a laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep.